This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper. I'm speaking with Doyle Caffey, and Doyle is the head of Sweepall, which was located in the Louisville, Kentucky area. They are the World Sweeper Contractor of the Month for October 2011, and thank you very much, Doyle.
I appreciate it, Ranger.
Talk about your company a little bit, about your first sweeper truck in 1991, I understand, and now we're a good bit later than that, some would say 20 years. So what have you learned in that 20 years, and how'd you get where you are today?
You know, with a lot of help, without question. I had the good fortune of buying my first truck from a gentleman by the name of Malcolm Goos, G-O-O-S, and his right-hand man, Frank Moslowski, up at New Jersey Sweeping and Maintenance. And they taught me all the things I didn't know, which from the very beginning was I was a clean slate. So anytime I had a question as it related to how to get something accomplished or how to go about bidding or contacting someone, they were always very generous with their time and their expertise in guiding me through some of those issues. But certainly the greatest training was OJT, and I did all the work myself. I worked, my background is that of a finance manager for a company that was owned by Xerox, and we specialized in financing equipment for the waste industry, including the sweeper trucks. So I had exposure to this type of industry and the related waste industry throughout the United States, and just intrigued by it all. And as most people would sometimes cross their mind that they could do a job better than what they're seeing someone else do it. It also crossed mine. So when I was about to have a career change due to our company being sold, I entered into this market because of the low dollar threshold to get into it versus buying a garbage truck. The intent was to be five and in, five and out, to start the company, build it, and sell it. And 20 years later, I'm still building the company and no interest in selling, even though the age is starting to grow upon me to start thinking about either an exit strategy or a transition strategy. I think it's going to be one more of a transition and passing the baton to some other folks within my organization or within my family and continue to stay involved.
Well, that's a nice place to be able to be in to make that kind of a decision where you can leave it within your family.
Exactly. I'm very pleased. I've got a couple of young kids who are coming up, and we'll see what their interest is in this. And at the same time, we're looking to continue to expand our management team and bring on additional folks to train and guide to where they can run the company. And that's occurring more and more, where there are other folks within our organization are taking on leadership roles and handling their aspects of moving the company forward. And that's actually where the position we're in today is to determine what our next move is and what our next marketing opportunity might be. Certainly we're in the Kentucky and Indiana markets, and will continue to be, but are there other opportunities for us to expand into that might be beneficial for us for the future of Sweepall and the future of for the employees?
One of the first things that's on your agenda, I know, is you're moving into a new building and having an open house next week.
Yes, we are.
I bet you're excited about that. You had, over a decade, you leased a building, I understand, 8,000-square-foot facility. What's your new one like?
Well, the new one fits us very well, not only now but also for the future. We built it with growth in mind. We currently operate approximately 25 sweepers with a fleet of about 45 support vehicles in total with the sweepers. The facility was built to accommodate 35 to 45 sweepers and the support vehicles that would go along with them. We currently are in approximately a 12,000-square-foot concrete tilt-up facility. Extremely nice. I think it positions us well, not only for the growth and doing the internal maintenance that we do, but also providing a first-rate facility for our employees to call their place of employment home. So we're pleased with that. Our open house is Wednesday the 28th, and we're inviting all of our customers and some of the local dignitaries to come out and have a, celebrate with us the ribbon cutting and have a catered lunch and just get to see us in our environment. And I think in some cases, some of them may be surprised at both the size and scope of the businesses that they of the business that being us, Sweetball, of what we're capable of doing and the amount of equipment and expertise that we exhibit both here and also throughout the region.
How would you say your market is split up? With what are your what kind of sweepers do you use? You know, what would you say your mix of business is?
We're about 50-50. We do about 50% on the retail side, which I would call shopping center and event cleanup, and then we do 50% of municipality and construction work, including warehouse. Sprinkled in there is also some pressure washing and some snow and ice, snow and de-icing. That we've added, and as many of the other contractors, we do some of the we augment our retail work, especially to some of the out of town owners, by doing some managerial work for them, including having the lot striped on their behalf, or fixing potholes, or meeting with tenants when there's an issue that requires immediate resolution or contact. And I think they value that that relationship with us because of those things that we're willing to do for them.
Well, there's no question that that's a wonderful service to be able to provide when you have out-of-state, especially property managers. So I can see where that would be good for your business most certainly. I know you were featured in the Louisville Business First at the end of last year, and talk about, if you would, what you felt that that brought to your company. Now, first off, you have to have had some success and some longevity to be able to be chosen for something like that. But what I'm thinking we might bring some value here in our interview is to talk about what that brought you with the idea that sweeping contractors, because they're pretty much invisible to the business community, and you and I were talking earlier before our actual interview started, it used to be that kind of out of sight, out of mind, the better job you did, the more invisible you were, the better. But that's not necessarily the case anymore. And I'm thinking that contractors listening to this might consider, if they feel they qualify, going to their business publications and seeing if they can have an article about themselves. But talk about that experience, if you would.
You know, you bring up a great point, Ranger, and that is the old adage, out of sight, out of mind, meant that we were doing a great job because they didn't have to contact us to because something wasn't done. And we were the invisible contractor because we worked in the middle of the night, and they never saw us, but they saw the benefit of the service that we provide them. But I think that's changed to our betterment. And in particular, I noticed that when the article came out in the local business journal here in Louisville, there was an immense amount of additional credibility that was added to not only to myself but to the company and our employees. I don't think they knew that we were much more than a mom-and-pop operation. I think they perceived we serviced their account and maybe some of their friends' accounts or shopping centers, but they weren't aware that we were doing a multitude of accounts running from different parts of the state and going into southern Indiana, and the amount of equipment and employees that we had available to their disposal. So it enhanced our credibility significantly, and I saw that in the comments I got back from them, both in written and verbal, as well as when I did have conversations with them, they complimented me on the article and also on the success of the company, having been in business at that time nearly 20 years. So, you know, I would encourage anyone who's in the business to encounter their customers in such a way that to make them aware of how large they are, and actually try to get them to come out to their facility, or if not to their facility, have several of the trucks maybe go over to the customer's facility and demonstrate to them how large they are and the size of the company and all the different services that they provide. At the open house that we're getting ready to have next week, one of our goals is to have a demonstration of all the different equipment that we have, ranging from the parking lot sweeper and the scrubber that we use in warehouses to the trucks that we use on the highway. So even though that they might not have a specific need for that product today, should they go on to a different employer or develop a need in the future, they'll know that we're the ones that can continue to provide for their needs.
Well, that seems very smart to do, and you never know what that kind of contact will bring, and there's a certain comfort level if a person needs their parking lot swept to see that not only do you do that, but you handle very complex construction and highway municipal-type jobs, so surely you'll do a great job with their parking lot or their inside warehouse or any of those. You have some large scale sweeping things that you've done, one of those being Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. What kind of logistics is that to deal with?
You know, we put that under our event cleanup crew, and they handle that almost effortlessly. We've been doing it for a number of years now. And the population on that vacant lot goes from just that, from zero to about 52,000 to 54,000 folks. And the cleanup's fairly immense, and we're usually able to accomplish that somewhere in the neighborhood between 6 and 8 hours that we've completely cleaned the exterior paved areas of the facilities, including doing the roadways leading into and out of the stadium and picking the grassy area. So we're pretty comprehensive in the type of service that we give that facility for those 6, 7, or 8 occasions where it's utilized with a large capacity type crowd.
So you don't have to do anything on the interior, but all of the exterior is yours.
We basically begin at the curb line and work our way out and do also clean the green areas or the grassy areas of any type of debris that might be on it. And again, do the same thing on the roadways leading into and out of the stadium. So we'll utilize not only sweeper trucks, but also we'll do portering services during that same occasion. And in many cases, they'll have a late game on a Thursday night, and we'll have to have it ready for the students to park on the lot by 8 o'clock the next morning. And we've been on time diligently ever since we started. We've got another situation like that where we clean up after the Kentucky State Fair, and we usually aren't able to start before 12 or 1 o'clock. In most cases, we're done somewhere between 6 and 6:30 the following morning. And that, again, it goes down to having trained personnel providing that service and also utilizing the right equipment for that particular type of job. And you talked about one of the points to make to new contractors. The biggest item that we continually work on, as recent as today in this phone conversation, is the ongoing training, not only of the drivers, but also the internal personnel, such as the office staff and managers. We bring an outside source in to provide management and leadership training, and we've been doing so for the last 4 or 5 years, and that's been ongoing on a 1 to 2 time a month type basis, not only on our top tier of management, but also our second and third tier. We want to continue to develop each individual in the best manner that we can as it relates to their ability to communicate with others, their skill sets from a driving standpoint, to just their ability to think both in and outside the box, to be creative with the for solutions that we might not seem readily apparent to us, but they know because they're in the trenches, so to speak, and they know the answer, or they know a better way of doing something.
Well, continually striving to do better, and especially in this fast-paced world we live in today, it's very admirable and certainly necessary to keep up with the times. So I definitely applaud you for that.
No, thank you.
Is there anything else along those lines that you think really is making a difference, or are things that contractors should look at in their operations from your perspective of 2020 hindsight?
You know, I think learning the equipment to the best of your ability and utilizing the the various vendors' in-house training opportunities is a great beginning source. And then developing relationships with your vendor, be it directly from the manufacturer or from the dealer that you acquire the equipment from, they typically have a huge wealth of information that they can share with you about how to tweak your truck and how to accomplish things that perhaps your equipment's not currently doing. And oftentimes because of a very simple mistake that you're making or that you don't quite understand yet. So we've been fortunate. We've gone to the vendor-supplied or manufacturer-supplied training seminars and have sent probably a dozen or so of our people there. And we've had the manufacturer's representatives at our facilities on numerous occasions demonstrating both the use of it, the maintenance, and, again, how to get the most out of your truck and our equipment. And when you do encounter a problem, how to quickly identify it and correct it many times on the job. So a huge training is probably the part that's the most overlooked, especially in this environment where money's tight. We're being paid less to do more, but nonetheless, if you're going to do more with less, that they have to be trained even more than they have been in the past. The warm bodies have never been really acceptable. You need somebody who's a trained operator.
Well, that's absolutely true. And when you think about the expense of this equipment today, it's so important to have somebody in it that not only won't tear it up, but can utilize it to its highest efficiency level to keep those payments being made and a profit margin out there.
Exactly.
What would you say, let me throw you a curve here, what would you say is the most difficult sweeping job that you've encountered in your 20 years?
I would say that the most difficult job, that was kind of an interesting one.
Well, your most interesting one was maybe the construction cleanup at the McAlpine Locks and Dam.
Right, going down below the...
Which was... Yeah, talk about that just a minute, and that'll give you time to think about the most difficult. That may have been it, for all I know.
You know, actually, it was a fairly easy job. They had built a cofferdam, which kept all the water from entering into this particular area. Then we went in and swept it before they tore down or demolished the cofferdam to start utilizing the lock again. You know, I think probably the most difficult job is the job that they call you on at 12 o'clock at night and they expect you to be there at as soon as possible. And without question and without with complete confidence, we've never missed one of those. The thing that differentiates us from the next company or any other company that in our marketplace that I'm aware of is our commitment to service. We never say no. If we can figure out a way how to do it, we'll do it. And typically, in many cases, we've said yes, not knowing exactly how we were going to do it. But when we got on site, we determined what it was that we needed, even though we may have been given some misleading information initially regarding a particular project. When we got on site, and again, it goes back to having a trained operator, not just someone who goes out and drives the truck, but somebody who understands what it is they're trying to accomplish and then looks at it to see how it can be accomplished in the best possible manner. So the on-demand type service is probably, without question, the most difficult aspect of the business.
Each one being a little different, and you have to draw on the experience of the operator and the management team.
Absolutely.
To in other situations to be able to handle that one.
Right.
That makes sense. And I think we should also talk about the fact that this is a family affair. I know oftentimes your wife Marie answers the phone when you call.
Actually, Marie and I, she's not my wife.
Oh, okay.
My wife's an officer in the corporation.
So, Doyle, as we're wrapping this up, is there any kind of a shout-out you'd like to give to any of your key employees? I know you certainly developed them through the years, and as you started out, that's what's responsible in large part for your success.
Without question, that is the reason we've been successful. We've been in business 20 years, and I have one employee who's been with me, Bob Heiss, for 17 of the 20 years. Dee Herbert, my office manager, Marie Anderson, Dan Monroe, my supervisors on night shift have been crucial in our success. Without their expertise, which, you know, they came here, they were as green as I was, and then, but they've developed that over the time, and that's the reason for the success of the company. Without, there's one reason, they're the reason.
Well, and just the fact that you would portray all of that the way that you did, there's clearly a good hand at the tiller, and that makes all the difference as well.
It's a team, and we continually work on that, on developing the team and the team concept and the communication between all the members of the team, from be it myself to whomever is the new employee that walks through the door, not only today, but who's going to walk through tomorrow.
Very good. That's a great place to leave it.
Okay.
We have been speaking with Doyle Caffey, and Doyle heads up Sweep All Incorporated. They are located in the Louisville, Kentucky marketplace. They are the World Sweeper Contractor of the Month for October 2011, and very deservedly so. Thanks again, Doyle.
Thank you, Ranger.